The Morning Wave on Mix 93.8.
We are joined now by the beautiful Kashka Walker, mindfulness mentor and author, and a mentor who believes in the profound interplay between pain and purpose. Kashka, welcome to The Morning Wave. How are you?
Good, and you, Sam? Thank
you. Fantastic. Honestly, how are you doing?
Nervous.
Okay.
Nervous, but good.
Fantastic. So it's wonderful to have you in studio here. And before we get into the book that you've put together, I'd really like to talk about your journey up until this point. You know, some of the things that have happened, perhaps a catalyst that got you to start writing this book that we're going to talk about.
Okay, so my infertility journey started 18 years ago. I was diagnosed with a rare condition. It's one in 5,000 women. Mm. Where you are born without a uterus. And it's called Mayer-Rokitansky-Hauser-Kuster syndrome.
Sure.
It's 18 years later. I still don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But yeah, so I walked out of a doctor's room at 15 years old being told, you've got no ovaries, you've got no womb, and you will never have children.
Wow.
And I lived with that truth for 8 years. And then at 23, I was told that I do have ovaries. And that set me onto a path of surrogacy.
Mm.
So at 23, you think that's easy. Find the husband, find the doctor, find the money, and you can have a baby. And fast forward 7 years later, I did find a surrogate. I was getting married. And in the process, it was 9 months down the line. We had paid about 70,000 rand so far. We had done lawyers, social workers, clinical psychologists, police clearance, medical tests. We had done the entire process.
Mm.
And my surrogate fell pregnant with her own baby in our journey.
Ish.
It was that day that I was diagnosed with infertility.
Sure.
Not 18 years ago.
But Kashka, let's take it back a little bit. I mean, you know, taking it back to when you were, you know, that young girl and this is the news that you got. You know, what was the feeling around that?
Your mind at 15 is too young to absorb that type of information.
Mm.
So the only way I can describe it is it's like losing a limb because a part of your body goes into blank space.
Okay.
Blank space. I'm not a woman. I'm not a mother. So what do I do? You know, your future self is robbed of you.
Yeah.
Your purpose is robbed of you. And it's an overwhelming amount of information at 15 years old.
Gentlemen, you want to come in there?
I'd like to know, how did you navigate being a young woman with this truth that you're now facing, and then the pressure of seeing other girls perhaps falling pregnant, or them knowing your condition, and maybe even, I don't know if they bullied you or anything, but how did you survive being here today?
So the condition itself is humiliating on its own.
Yeah.
Okay. Particularly being a young girl amongst other girls, everybody's, you know, blooming, you know, becoming ladies, and then you get older and women start getting married and having babies, and it is a journey and a process. It's a journey and a process that you go through the ups, you go through the downs, you go through the dark spaces, you go through the light spaces, you think you get to acceptance. And then one day, and that's where the book comes in,
sure.
if I may get into it.
Yeah, please.
I just decided to start journaling about it.
Mm.
I was like, I believe that writing is an effective way to open things up for yourself.
Yeah.
And it was in journaling that I started going, okay, cool. Life without kids, let's do this.
Yeah.
And then I started making a joke with people. I'm going to write a book about the benefits of not having kids. You know, sleep in, and don't have to share your food. You know what I mean?
There's a lot. Your money is your own.
No, I have friends with kids. I'm like, no.
You see?
This is good. It's good that I'm like this. You understand?
You see, so these types of conversations is what found me in my joke of going, I'm going to write a book. And then it actually birthed itself. Mm. So don't say I can't birth anything, because the book birthed itself.
I love that. Absolutely love that. That is your baby.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So so that's how the book started. And eventually I was like, let's put a cover on this and let's get it out there. There are women in my position in the dark who need to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's the rest of your life.
Yeah. Kashka, I'd love for us to continue this conversation. We're going to take a short break and see what's happening in your roads and traffic. But, you know, one of the things that I will just remind everybody is that when something like this happens, it can go one of two ways. You know, either you allow this condition to define who you are and take complete control over your life, and you can be so preoccupied by this news, or, you know, you can do something totally different, right? Not necessarily for everybody to write a book, you know, but heal and go through that journey and reach out. And there is an outlet, obviously, which I would believe and imagine is the book itself, right? So if you have any questions, let us know via the WhatsApp line 084-822-0938. We've got some Dan Petlansky coming your way after these in traffic. It's Dan Petlansky right here on Mix 93.8, Bad Soul, and a message from Gail who says, thank you so much, Sam. Lots of beautiful emojis. And Gail is also kept in line with the theme of purple. Because I've got an event this weekend and the theme is purple and I have nothing except the purple shoes. Oh, Nick, I know you want to say something.
Can I tell you?
Yes.
So I was at the Durban July last week and then the people I was working for, their theme was purple. Guys, can I tell you, doesn't matter where you go in South Africa, they don't have purple jackets for men. Like a formal smart jacket. I almost bought a full purple suit. Where do you go with a full purple suit?
I don't know.
I had to rent a jacket and then I got to the event. Nobody was wearing purple but me. Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that, Nick.
No, it's
but
cool.
Also not
I look
sorry.
Amazing.
Does sound like a you thing. It and is. I'm glad that you looked amazing.
No, and I stood out from the crowd. They
beautiful.
Were dressed in their normal outfits as their purple.
Love that. Yeah. First Durban July experience for you.
First one.
Went
yes.
out with a bang.
It was amazing.
Fantastic.
I don't know if I'll dollar another one, eh?
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. It's too much. I feel like I'm too old for those vibes.
So Kashka is still in studio, author of Purpose Beyond Infertility. And Kashka, I really want to read, you know, one of the first pages here. And this is the dedication. And it says, I dedicate this book to every woman who has walked the infertility path, those who have tried and failed, those who are still trying, those who have walked away, and those who have chosen not to be mothers and would like some validation on their decisions. It then goes on to saying that I hope this book brings you peace, motivation, excitement, and encouragement. I also hope that you will see the light that fills the void should children not be a part of your journey, because the light is massive and that light is your purpose. You are dealt this card for a reason. And Kashka, the chapters that we go into, you know, are quite something, and it ranges from raising your inner child first, which I think is very important, and everybody should actually do that. And then we have chapters like, you know, the price of being needed, the aftermath. We've got drop the ego, womb mates, and then there's don't shop, adopt. Have you thought of adopting?
You know, it's an interesting subject because it is an extremely insensitive thing towards the adopted child and an infertile person when you say, well, why don't you adopt? Because you're not settling for a child. When you can't have kids, you're not settling for, oh, well, this is now the next best option. That is a completely different life path. An adopted child lacks sense of belonging, a sense of identity. They already have things missing within them that you don't settle for that kind of life path. You need to have had those things fulfilled in yourself first. Actually, even as a parent, before having a child, you need to have your own sense of belonging, sense of identity, self-awareness, fulfillment. And to just take on an adopted child, I always used to say to people who say that to me, they would say, yes, but there's plenty of children in the world suffering, which down the line I've learned is my purpose. But I used to say to them, well, then why haven't you adopted? You know, I do not discourage adoption. In fact, I don't even know if that is still on my path. However, it's not something you say to an infertile person, and it's not something you do because you're offending the adopted child. It's not something you settle for.
I love that. And I think what's important is that we've mentioned, you know, over and above, you know, your journey, it is about the child as well. We've got to think about that as well. Or do you want to come in there?
Yes, Kashka, I love how you say journaling is sort of an outlet for you to help cope with, you know, your situation of infertility. How do you think partners who find it rather challenging to deal with, you know, a partner that is infertile can best deal with the situation, and what can they do best to be support structures to their partners?
That is a difficult one, and I'll tell you why. So my husband at the time was a wonderful person, a very, very good man. But there was nothing he could say that made the journey feel less alone. As much as he would say to me, we are infertile, I would say no, because tomorrow if you go out there, you know what you can do. Okay? And it's true, though. And I think just You know what? If you're infertile, it is a path that you walk alone. That is why I say it is not an accident that you are infertile. There is a higher purpose. There is a higher lesson. It teaches you to stand on your own two feet and by yourself. However, you can be a loving, nurturing partner who is just a constant alongside someone facing that.
Titi?
Which is something that I hear a lot from you right now, because it's giving me a different perspective to what I even thought parenting was. I mean, I'm almost 30, and I'm almost 30, and I have been talking to my partner about all these types of things, but I've been thinking about all these types of things. But now, when you say it the way you say it, I'm like, am I really that ready, or am I just...
No one's ever ready.
Yeah, of course. But just the different perspective, it also it actualizes the entire thing for yourself. And this is what it means when you're doing this, because you've lived a different perspective, or you have a different perspective on the whole parenting thing. And I think that is also very important.
And you know, and exactly that, you know, it's important to have these conversations, because a lot of the things, Kasia, that I've struggled with in my life is fighting so hard to be understood. You know, I want everybody to get me and understand the type of person that I am and what my struggles are. And I've moved towards a space where it's important to start understanding others, you know, and learning to show compassion towards other people's journeys. You know, what is it like? You know, what happened to you? You know, how can I be as supportive as what I can be within my own personal capacity? We're going to see what's happening in your headlines. So if you have any questions for Kashka, please send them through via the WhatsApp line 0848220938. And Kashka, I would like to give this book away to one of our listeners. So if you'd like to walk away with this book, Purpose Beyond Infertility, send me a message via the WhatsApp line and we'll send that through to you, courtesy of Nightwing Careers. So right here on Mix 93.8, Inner City, Big Fun, 36 after 10, happy Friday to you and yours. We're going to wrap up the conversation with Kashka Walker, and we've got one of her books to give away. I'm going to give it to Jade, but there was also, Mariska, but there was also another message from Dee, and Dee, what we will say is that Kashka has so kindly said that she will also get you a copy of this book as soon as it's printed.
Yeah, ready.
So congratulations to Mariska, and congratulations, Dee. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and messaging us on the WhatsApp line. There's a message from Jade who says, you know what, Kashka, you are a mom already in so many more ways than one, to your cat as well, and to your friends. Thank you for your guidance. We're super proud of you, and you need to go out there and show all moms out there that there is more than one purpose. And I would imagine that that's actually the point of your book, right?
Yes. So that's, you know, I've had a couple of revelations over the years. One of them was, I watched a woman named Lisa Miller. She did a TED talk, and she also went through infertility trials and adoption. She had applied for adoption, and it was in one of her last trials that the adoption agency phoned her and they said to her, your son is ready. And when she held her son, she realized in that moment that she was to be a spiritual mother to a spiritual son.
Wow.
And that hit me, because it was like higher purpose, higher purpose. And it's not to say everybody who can't have kids needs to adopt, but what I've realized is two things. First of all, just because you're infertile, it doesn't mean you're not a mother. Okay. There are children out there who need our time, which we have as infertile beings. They need our love and they need our voice. Okay. And those are my children waiting for me.
Beautiful.
And the second thing is, just because you cannot create human life doesn't mean you can't create. Go from procreation to co-creation and start making a life.
I absolutely love that. That's how we conclude. Kashka, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in studio. Congratulations on your beautiful book, and thank you for sharing your story with us. And it's a story that we need to hear. It's a story that we need to share as well. And it's about carrying the message, not a mess, gentlemen.
Okay? Thank you for being brave enough to share your story, because I feel like there's a lot of people that often go through whatever it is they're going through, and I know that oftentimes it can feel like you're in it by yourself, and something like this is always just inspiring.
Absolutely.
To anybody going through a similar thing. So thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you guys.
No, you're most welcome. And Kashka, if anybody would like to reach you, get hold of you, find you, do you have a website?
Yes, so kashkawalker.com. You can go to kashkawalker.com Facebook, Instagram. There is a link to my link tree, which has got the website, my Saturday self-awareness sessions, the book link. So you can get hold of me. Just search my name.
Fantastic. Kashka Walker right here on the Morning Wave. Beyond, or Purpose Beyond Infertility, from Barren to Bold, unleashing the transformative power of infertility. And once again, congratulations to Mariska and Dee, who are walking away with these copies. Ben Day right here on Mix 93.8.
The Morning Wave on Mix 93.8.